always trying to fight and win against that naval orange worm. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. The pistachio industry is still a couple of weeks from starting their harvest, and it's a really important time to keep that naval orange worm from hurting that crop. Jimmy Vallev is a pistachio grower in Kings and Tulare County.
No, I think everybody needs to do their part, you know, especially your neighbors. I mean, it's just one of them things. I have some neighbors that, you know, sometimes I don't think do as much as they possibly should. But, you know, I think everybody's coming around. Everybody's starting to use them puffers.
The puffers emit a pheromone that causes mating confusion of the naval orange worm, one of the control strategies.
And then the sanitation,
which is done post-harvest in the wintertime to get those mummy nuts still stuck in the tree where the naval orange worm could be harboring, onto the ground and destroyed.
Or destroy them some sort, or flail chop them or whatever. But I think everybody's kind of getting on board, knowing if they, you know, they'll get 20, 30 cents more a pound if they bring good, clean product into them. So, you know, the processors have been pounding this into the grower. I think they know what they need to be doing. So I see big steps of going forward. And then I think they got a grant of $6 million to Arizona to try to create these sterile moths to fight, you know, the naval orange worm. So I think we got good things coming to us on the naval orange worm.
That's Jimmy Vallev, a pistachio grower in Central California. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.